Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Body in the Clouds, a novel, by Ashley Hay, read by Steve West. For Les and Marilyn Hay. In Bruegel's Icarus, for instance, how everything turns away quite leisurely. The sun shone, as it had to on the white legs disappearing into the green water, and the expensive, delicate ship that must have seen something amazing, a boy falling out of the sky, had somewhere to get to, and sailed calmly on. W. H. Auden, Musée des Beaux-Arts. That they have some idea of a future state appears from their belief in spirits, and from saying that the bones of the dead are in the graves, but the body in the clouds. And the question has been asked, do the white men go thither? Governor Arthur Phillip to Lord Sydney. February 13, 1790. Into the blue. From above, from some angles, it looked like a dance. There were men, machines, and great lengths of steel, and they moved in together, taking hold of each other and fanning out in a particular series of steps and gestures. The painters swept their grey brushes across red surfaces. The cookers tossed the bright sparks of hot rivets across the air in underarm arcs. The boilermakers bent to the force of their air guns, rivets pounding into holes, and sprang back with the release of each one. The riggers stepped wide across the structure's frame, trailing a web of fixtures and shore points behind them. From above, from some angles, it looked like a waltz, and a man might count sometimes in his head, to keep his mind on the width of the steel cord on which he stood, on the kick of the air gun on which he leaned, on the strength of the join created by each hot point of metal, to keep his mind off how far he stood above the earth's surface. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. There was a rhythm to it, and a grace. They were dancing a bridge into being, counting it out across the air. Halfway through a day, brace 2, 3. Punch, 2, 3. Ease, 2, 3. Bend, 2, 3. And it was coming up to midday. It was one way to keep your concentration. Here was the rivet, into the hole, a mate holding it in position, the gun ready, the rivet fixed, the job marked off. And again. Brace, punch, ease, bend. The triple beat beneath each action tapped itself out through your feet into the steel sometimes, and other times it faded under the percussive noise of the rest of the
sample complete. Ready to continue?